receive. Will the French side benefit from another slip or will be left bereft of the elusive win? The difficult season of football in Europe with major blockades and uncertainty finally closes with a well-deserved fixture. An absolute gift of a football game. Kings of their respective patches, PSG's confidence, brimming as imposing, as inhospitable as Bayern Munich would have feared. Welcome to Lisbon, the final piece of a complicated season. The game that will underline status or the will to transit from a wannabe to prominence. We have had close to 14 months with you, and there is more to come. But so far as the Champions League is concerned, we cross roads with you tonight. Gary Al Smith, as usual, on the day when we have A-list spectators around the world listening. Gary, a big welcome.
Big welcome to everybody. We've been here since 4 p.m. and today is 423 days since the start of the European football season. What a way to climax it. It's been long. We can't wait for it to finish. But we also can't wait to find out what happens between minute 0 and minute 90.
And Gary, we'll go quickly straight into the starting line. That's all we can do. We know Bayern Munich in all red tonight and Paris Saint-Germain playing from left to right. Game has already started. We have an interesting referee for the night, Daniele Osato, who in 31 games has had 121 cards with four red cards in that. Could be some night, Gary, the starting lineups.
Could be. Navas returns for PSG. Coman gets the nod on the left-hand side of Bayern's attack. Verratti is not ready to play 90 minutes, which is a big blow to PSG. Mm. So, PSG have Navas, Kera, Thiago Silva, Kempembe, Bernat, Herrera, Marquinhos, Paredes, Di Maria, Neymar, and Mbappe. Bayern have Neuer, Kimmich, Boateng, Alaba, Davis, Thiago, Goretzka, Gnabry, Muller, Coman, and Lewandowski.
So a special game tonight. We have to say a big thank you to our sponsors, to DSTV, to Gold TV. We must say thank you as well to Adonko Next Level Energy Drink. And very much, of course, we have to say a big, big, big thank you as well to Officer Vitus Weirguy. Live and joy, 99.7 FM. Thank you very much for joining us. It's the finals, the game we've been waiting for. And it has started with a lot of fire already. It's an infringement going the way of Bayern Munich. His goal is between Paris Saint-Germain and Bayern Munich. And this one is well placed. This should be a special game from all the angles you want to cover it from. So what's we going to get from this after 2 minutes and the 8 seconds? Live on Joy 99.7 FM. And thank you to you all joining us around the world on myjoyonline.com. So what do we get from this? It's a free kick. Flicked right into it by Kimmich, into the penalty box, but Paris Saint-Germain have been able to head that out of the area. And I'll come back to Gary because our WhatsApp lines are very, very active tonight on 0244340437. Let's hear from you. Should be a very special night, and we are so excited to be with you again. As a throw-in right now, we've still got a shade of sunlight, yes, you know, reflecting and falling right on top there. It's a proper time in Europe, and you know, it takes time for the sun to set, and that's what we're getting. I'm sure later, whilst we get through this one, it will totally diminish. In the meantime, Alphonso Davies is picking up the ball for a throw-in for Bayern Munich. 2 minutes and 53 seconds. That one has now been affected. Alaba is just going to receive this ball. We spoke about the Bayern Munich high line. They're being as high as possible at the start of the game. They don't care. Like, who said that? Is it Aite Powers, Gary, who said that? What can come, eh?
Yes.
Okay, that's...
Aite Powers, of course.
Okay, Gary, I think you've got some messages for us, have you?
Yes, so many. Let them keep coming. Bayern is going to win by 3-2. I'm Enoch from Zierpe in the Volta region. And then we have PSG 3, Bayern Munich 1 from Robertinho Adonzi inside airport. And he has a PSG logo in his DP.
Okay.
Derry from Kolibu says, Bayern need to go for it and not sit deep. The away has worked very well for them so far, and I don't think they need to change. I expect this to be a very fiery encounter with a few chances, but not many goals. PSG 2, PSG 1 after extra time. This is Joe from Afenya. PSG is an exceptional team. By the end of 90 minutes, Bayern will carry the day. This also says, it's Sami. Predict simply, Bayern 2, PSG 0. Gijo from Akachi says Bayern will win by 4-2. And we also say, we also have one from Michael from Ashaiman who says, today's game is going to be a hot kick, but all the way I'll be going for a PSG win. So that's the first batch of comments. Messages. First batch of many, many batches.
Yes, I know, yeah. It's a special night. We stick with the game. 4 minutes and 26 seconds. Live enjoy on 89.7 FM. Absolutely. A very good job, Gary. Gary has done a great job. He's been on radio tonight. You're setting a record already. You're going to be on radio for close to what? 6 hours. Yeah. But it's all good. It's a long ball into the penalty box of Paris Saint-Germain, who have to clear their lines. And Thiago Silva, the man who has been linked to Chelsea, smashes the ball out of the penalty box. It's another one that was let on now, but out to the left-hand side. And Bayern Munich just get onto the edge of this one. Alphonso Davies with it down the left-hand side. And he sends in a pass now to Koeman. Koeman with the ball back into it, slightly central to Goretzka. Then the pass comes into Alphonso Davies. It's the UEFA Champions League final. And just as they work on that, Gary will give us a short message. But they have the ball in the penalty box. Gary Al-Smith, what have you got?
Yep, messages coming in. Roughly in a Shaiman Taifa says, Baba Nao, from Baba Nao House. Bayern to win by 2-0. Affiliates,
Across the country. And this is Agbo, 92.9 FM in the Volta region. That's the K2 North Municipality. Pinyin to be precise. Am I right? Pinyin, right. Okay, so in the Volta region as well, let's say good evening to you if you're listening to us on Jubilee Radio in Keta and listening to us on Volta Premier. A great good evening to you. If you are in Sunyani, you're doing so on Parrot 99.7 FM, on Sky as well in Sunyani, then in Takoradi. If you're listening to us, you're doing so on Radio Max. Up north, we've got Laura FM, and then we've got Radio 123. In Cape Coast, is ATL Radio 100.5. And around the world is myjoyonline.com. In Kumasi's love, 99.5 FM. It's goalless after 5 minutes or 6 minutes here in Lisbon in this 2020 UEFA Champions League final. The ball is out to the left-hand side, and already the assistant referee had a flag up there. Hansi Flick, the coach of Bayern Munich, standing up there in all black as usual with white sneakers to match. Very, very tense game tonight. Referee Daniele Osata with a lot of, unwanted records, especially when you want to allow a game to flow. He's a man who loves to flash the cards, and we'll see what he does tonight. Bayern Munich have won this 5 times, have lost it 5 times on the stage. So for Bayern Munich, anything is possible, really. But for Paris Saint-Germain, not sure what to expect. It's a long ball now to the left-hand side. Koeman went up, handled that beautifully. But then again, it was a little challenge, and that ball rolled straight to Thomas Muller. Now there's going to be a throwing after 6 minutes and 49 seconds. UEFA Champions League final. Throwing effected again by Davis. He's gone deep into it. Can he find Goretzka? Long ball out. And Bayern Munich trying to control it. Held the ball back to outside the penalty box. Has come back in nicely to Goretzka. Goretzka with the ball out to the right-hand side. Then it's been drifted now in as Bayern continue to find a way around the Paris Saint-Germain penalty box. Side of the penalty box. Very, very good defending this time. And he managed to ensure there was no moment piece there. Juan Bernat is working very well down the left-hand side of the left defence, or the left side of defence there for Paris Saint-Germain, and did block this very well. So remember, you can connect with us in 0244 340437. It's a throw-in. The Spaniard, Juan Bernat with the ball, rolling that right in his palm then. Decides to throw that very, very close to his own penalty box. Hasn't been carried away. Mbappe's trying a bit of the tricks that he knows, but he's been blocked out nicely down the right-hand side. Bayern Munich looking very strong in midfield. Alphonso Davies drifting from the left into the centre circle, handling that and handing it over to his man Alba. Is out to the right on the side again for Bayern Munich. This is a high pressure game and so much expected tonight. Ball has rolled into goalkeeper Manuel Neuer, and these days he plays like a centre back almost, and that's why the argument about hitting the balls right behind them could be interesting. But of course, Paris Saint-Germain can try their own thing. Mbappe has come down a challenge already, and the referee Daniele Osato has called for an infringement. Going the way of Paris Saint-Germain in a healthy space for them. And Gary Al-Smith is alongside me in commentary position after 8 minutes and 19 seconds. No goals to tell you about. But Gary, indeed, a great opportunity for Paris Saint-Germain here.
Big opportunity indeed. And I think there'll be more coming looking at the way Bayern are playing so far. I don't think that Bayern will be scared, or as scared as everybody seems to be about that high line. They're not going to change because of one game. Mm. They might adapt, but it's too late to drastically change
how they play.
It served them well so far, and they're just going to keep it.
Fantastic point made there by Gary Al-Smith alongside me here in commentary position. Now it's a free kick. This is looking quite sumptuous. It's some 27 yards out. It's got a bit of space in that, but it's diagonally arrowed to the edge of the penalty box. Long ball floated into the penalty box. Has he headed that? It will be very dangerous though. Alphonso Davies somehow managed to get out of the area, but it's going to be another throwing going the way of Paris Saint-Germain.
Randy Ntema says PSG will be crucified tonight. And he says Bayern 2 PSG won. That's hardly a crucifixion, my friend.
Yeah, hardly. Yes, you make a point. 9 minutes, 20 seconds. Theo Lucera with a throw-in down. He's picked up his man nicely, yes. He's gone out to the left hand side. Tried to dribble, did that well, but the ball has gone back again. And Paris Saint-Germain had the ball on the left hand side. Theo Lucera with a wonderful shot. I think we'll move that down to the right hand side. And that was blocked nicely by the Bayern Munich defense again. Alphonso Davies is down. Yeah, he's in some pain, that's for sure. But hopefully you don't want to see players walk off. And I'm sure Liverpool fans are quickly reminded of Mohamed Salah, scenes of Mohamed Salah in Kyiv losing that final. But it was good that they came the next year and managed to win it. Alphonso Davies is fine. He's a strong man. A man who's got a bit of training from Bujumbura right here in Ghana. So he knows what's all about. It's a free kick sent in nicely there by Neymar. Headed out of the area by Bayern Munich. Controlled nicely. With Nabi, he's on a long ball to the left-hand side. But nobody was there to pick it. And Paris Saint-Germain can handle it in their own half. Ball coming in again. It was beautiful. Coming in from Thiago Silva. Ball went out to the left-hand side. Mbappe with it again. That's right side. The left side for Mbappe has been overloaded with about five Bayern Munich players. And they continue to press so hard and make it difficult for Mbappe to find the space. Kimpembe with the ball into Marquinhos. Marquinhos into Thiago Silva. Lovely right-footed chip cross down to the right-hand side. But did he allow it to go, or he helped it to go in the end? So it's going to be a throwing all the way up. Paris Saint-Germain. Alphonso Davies a bit disappointed in that. He looks like a man who really wants this game madly. 10 minutes and 52 seconds in this UEFA Champions League final. Theo Lucera, the man with the throwing for Paris Saint-Germain, sends that in. I thought he tried to do a bit too much there in trying to turn and push on that, but it's been handed and it's gone all the way to Manuel Neuer, who is in Ash jerseys tonight, playing in the post there for Bayern Munich, and it's bounced again to the left-hand side. Gary, it's a very tight first 11 minutes, I must tell you. It's not clear. The two sides are still being very cautious, no matter how much they want to attack.
Well, I think that the plan for Bayern would have been to get a quick goal as quickly as possible. Yeah. PSG would have been looking to make sure that they settle into the game. Remember also that Bayern's defense seemed to want to settle, as we saw in the other game.
Yes.
Lyon had taken the opportunities in the first 15 minutes. And so PSG were looking to let the attack hurry them, but that hasn't happened. And with 11 minutes, there we go.
Bayern Munich have the ball now. Alphonso Davies turning around into the penalty box. Can he lay up the pass? Not quite, man. And that's been rolled out, but that's a very good one. It was actually Koeman who got the ball into the D and was very, very dangerous. You don't want to give them the opportunity, Gary, because we know Bayern Munich are absolutely clinical when they have the chance to score.
They do. We've seen it many a time in these many tournament competitions in Lisbon, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. 12 minutes and 8 seconds. Onto your messages in 0244-340-437. Gary's having a very good look at it. His eyes are wide open up on the screen in front of him. And it's just good. Good stuff as well to the technical team who have been supporting us all the way to now. Great stuff to Biggie, to Sammy, to Mo, to Sule. And I have to be careful down this line, because if I miss a name, I'm in trouble. To Ransford, to Clement, to everybody who's made this work out there. Hansi Flick is a hungry man, Gary.
Yeah. Coverage brought to you by DSTV, GoTV, Officer Bitters, and Adonko Next Level Energy Drink.
Precisely, 12 minutes, throwing with one banana for Paris Saint-Germain. Ball into Paredes, who's standing by. Marquinhos as well wanted a bit of the ball. Herrera has got a bit of a story tonight. If he's able to win it, it's in your face, Manchester United. Well, yet again, if Coutinho is able to win, somehow, it's in your face, Liverpool fans. So, these days, the fans come into these games with all manner of subplots, and everybody wants a story. There's a story for Neymar, the Qatari project. There's stories all around this pitch.
There's a name for it, George. It's called Agenda.
Agenda must agenda. I'm sure all those drafts are ready. But now the ball's out to the left-hand side. It is Mbappe, the man with pace. In the penalty box of Paris Saint-Germain. Oh, lovely back flick to hit it to one Bernat. Bernat turned around, hit the ball, took a ricochet. Then Mbappe had another opportunity in the penalty box. But again, that has been taken away by the onrushing Koeman. They've not been able to quite clear that. Now the ball rolls out. It's going to be a goal kick. But Gary, once again, how dangerous Mbappe could be if he gets the ball down the left-hand side.
Yeah, and he has special motivation. I mean, he did a post earlier this morning about the fact that just a few years ago, I think he said in 2008, his parents sold something that's very dear to them to get him the new, at the time, Nike boots. And today, he's playing in the Champions League final and playing in the latest version of the Nike Mercurial boot. And so, it was a motivation for others that if he has done it, they can do it too. And this means so many things to him. I mean, he's been quite vocal about the derision which the French league has been given as a farmers league, and is keen to prove to people that the French league is not, you know, that low level league that people want to say. So he's one of those who have special motivation.
Yeah, and we love it. All these players have their own stories. The question is, which of these stories are the football boards willing to take tonight? What kind of narrative will we have tonight? Beautiful ball down the left-hand side. It's Mbappe again with the ball now. In the penalty box, Mbappe for Paris Saint-Germain. Took a shot, took a ricochet then. It's been headed out there by Alcantara. As he headed back into the area of Bayern Munich. Now smashed out of the area by Alaba. Only into the centre circle. Controlled again by Thilo Kehrer. Long ball back into the half of Bayern Munich. And it will give us a bit of breathing space to get into your messages. 0244-340-437, Gary.
And they are coming from all around the country. For example, Abubakar in Malshegu in the northern region says, my mind tells me PSG is lifting the trophy tonight. Says PSG will score first, but Bayern will win the cup. Efo Mauli from La Paz sends this one in. Balak from Labadi Statistics says, the last 16 to reach the Champions League have all lost. Hopefully that trend continues, purely on my dislike for teams run by Arab billionaires.
Well, that's come on, story. Man. Come on, come on. And you know, there's this usual refrain. Everybody buys to make
everybody
his team go. Yes. Okay, yeah, so it's normal. More messages.
Kajima, listening from Hamburg, says Bayern to win by 2-1. Says he's enjoying the commentary. Good evening to you all. Bayern is winning this game by hook or by crook. Ishak, monitoring from Tamale.
Thank you very much, and definitely doing so on Radio 123. Let's hear from you on our WhatsApp line, 0244-340-437. Commentary brought to you by DSTV Gold TV, Adonko Next Level Energy Drink, and of course, Officer Bitters. Lovely ball into Koeman. Koeman with it now. Heads it into Alfonso. Alfonso couldn't quite get there, but an outstretched leg, the ball still rolled over the touchline. And Gary, I think some more messages will do.
From Dell in Spintech says, Bayern will carry the day. Fala. But as a Madridista, I'm just enjoying the game, for we are the kings. He says, it's indeed a very long journey, but whatever has a beginning definitely has an end, and we need to have an end tonight. Says, I support PSG. Allez, allez, PSG.
Beautiful. More of your messages as we have a look at this one. But the throw-in now to the... was a goal kick that was hit straight out to Paredes. And Paredes held the ball on, of course. Angel Di Maria just lurking around the place, but it will give us some more time to go into your messages.
Robert Bismarck in Applaus says it's going to be a one-all draw at the end of 90 minutes. PSG will win in extra time. Why have they benched my favorite? They are Perisic. Anyway, I empathize with PSG. I wish they lift their first ever Champions League trophy.
I wish the UEFA Champions League did understand some of these stories about wanting someone to win for the first time. Doesn't really care that Juventus will make it to all finals and then lose them like that. I mean, come on. Sometimes it could be cruel. More messages.
Yeah, now that we see Safo J from Amsterdam says it's good to be back with us, and he's still typing. Wait for him to do that.
Ball in with PSG in the meantime, though. It's gone out again to Mbappe. Mbappe with the ball down into it. He hits a long shot. Can Neuer save this one? He tried to cut that back again because Angel Di Maria was right in the penalty box.
What a save.
What a save there again by Manuel Neuer. Wow. He's a one-man barricade, this man.
The one-man barricade, indeed. Quick corner to be taken. Neymar with that opportunity after that great flick from Kylian Mbappe. Could he have chipped the ball? I don't think Manuel Neuer was in the mood to allow anybody to chip him right now.
Not at all. He was flying.
So the only option was to hit it under or in between the feet.
Yeah.
In between the legs of Manon. Yeah, Manon. And that's what he tried to do. But the keeper,
he did well.
Was able to, yeah.
He doesn't open his legs that wide. He has a little curve to it and to make sure that he can stop it somewhere along the way. Corner kick for Paris Saint-Germain. Ball into the penalty box. Headed out by Bayern Munich. There's a beautiful one coming in from Ander Herrera. The former Manchester United man. Ball down to the left-hand side. Quickly touched again. Mbappe with it. Well, he's trying to turn around to see if he can get it to Mbappe. Certainly. Now it's Angel Di Maria. Trying to get the ball out. Taken away now, though, by Bayern Munich. It's a long one. Headed back by Paris Saint-Germain. Hugging the touchline almost. After 18 minutes and 35 seconds, this is some final. And well, we've started really on a cool note. Approaching the 20th minute mark, and if you're joining us, it's goalless between Paris Saint-Germain and Bayern Munich. Alfonso Davies with the ball then. We're just doing a little bit of analysis as we were getting into the studio. The number of titles for both sides, 160 for Bayern Munich to 174 for Paris Saint-Germain. The bit I was just telling you, are those who have made the UEFA Champions League finals and are probably won and are hoping to, or those who have not been able to win are hoping to win. And just one man, clearly, Kylian Navas, has not lost that Champions League final. He's managed to win all that he's played in, three Champions League finals. Can he continue that record? Ball to the right-hand side, into the penalty box, Thomas Muller! That ball just quickly ran away from him, otherwise he would have brought the back in. Was it Gnabry? Yeah,
ball from Gnabry, and ball was too fast for Thomas Muller, but good intent in this one. After 90 minutes gone, approaching 20. Andrew from Dasoman says, I hate to see PSG suffer. Greetings to all Barca fans. And he says, yeah. I hate to see. Abdul Hakim from Tamale's side in Bailey says, today there's Lewandowski and Neymar who are going to party after 90 minutes.
It's not a question. They're telling us they will party no matter what happens tonight. Manuel Neuer, towering 6-footer. Very, very difficult to handle anytime you get close to him, even in one-on-one situations. Very, very imposing figure there. And the ball is out to the right-hand side for Bayern Munich. Can he turn around? He did that beautifully and laid a pass into the path. Gnabry with the ball into the penalty box. Couldn't find Lewandowski. Paris Saint-Germain also being very, very alert in defending tonight. Slight confusion. We're trying to keep the ball. Referee Daniele Osato from Italy. He's called from Italy. Has called for an infringement there. 0244-340437.
Wamba Nat with some Messi-esque, Neymar-esque dribbles and stuff. Took the ball once on one leg, went around another player, went around another player. I'm like, I actually thought he was one of the most skillful forwards.
Yeah. So much. So much in tonight's game. Certainly so much in tonight's game. 20 minutes and 57 seconds. And it's an infringement going the way of Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich looking for their sixth UEFA Champions League. And a young man, Mbappe, has won almost everything. If he manages to win the UEFA Champions League tonight, Alphonso Davies looking for his first UEFA Champions League medal. He will get a medal. Ball kind of medal. Chance around. Hit the ball. It clips the post. Bayern Munich very close to the first goal there.
Lewandowski. Lewandowski. Once again, he scored one about 2 matches ago.
Yes, he did. Yes.
Yeah. Just got the ball on the left foot, pirouetted, and then on the right foot with a swift turn, hit it wrong foot in the goalkeeper. The ball cannoned off the bar after hitting the floor about twice before. And Lewandowski advertising how dangerous it can be. As if we need it.
Yeah, he was very, very close to that goal. Lewandowski just couldn't get it. Goalkeeper had to stretch out wide. Kelly de Vaz, the man in charge tonight, is out to the right hand side. 22 minutes inside Lisbon. Long ball floated into the penalty box and he will allow that to roll. Thiago Silva and Kimpembe did agree that that ball was definitely bouncing off over the touchline. And it's great. Well, a big thank you to Yao Frimpong and Raymond Yamado staying with us all the way from 4 p.m. And there's still more to come from the duo as we try to find a winner tonight. Hansi Flick is looking for this badly.
With a noticeable wince as the ball hits the bar there. Lewandowski clapping in thanks for the delivery of the ball and maybe clapping for himself for how well he executed that.
Yes. Bayern Munich.
A word on Lewandowski. There's growing a groundswell of opinion, I should say. You know, that L'Equipe and France Football should bring back the Ballon d'Or because they say that there hasn't been enough football to justify. But in this lockdown period, George,
anything is possible. Ball now with Paris Saint-Germain. Neymar down to Angel Di Maria. Di Maria releases the ball then to Herrera. Herrera back to Di Maria, hits the ball and once again
on his weaker foot, and it was fast, rising and high. Di Maria would have wanted that ball, would have loved that ball, would have needed that ball on his preferred left foot. But once it landed on his right, he had to execute. And unfortunately, he's not very adept at using that foot, and so it was going to Rosie, and it did go to Rosie.
Yeah, you made a point, because I was just thinking it was going to be very, very difficult. And Thomas Tuchel, the coach of Paris Saint-Germain, burying his face right in his hands there. He wanted more from it, but we have a man down on the tap right now who give us a chance to go through the messages if we can on this. Who's down? Let's see if it's, is it our counter? Okay, let me be sure. Okay, it's Jerome Boateng, I think it is. Jerome Boateng now, I think that's the right one.
From Pabia Mion District in the Northern Region. Alassane Babadio says Bayern will win by 3-2. Also says he's enjoying the commentary. Bayern Munich don't lose finals to clubs who haven't won the trophy before, and it will continue tonight. I'm supporting them.
Is he sure about that? Yeah. In 2012, they lost to Chelsea, never won before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm supporting them because of what they did to the Catalan noisemakers. Mayor all the way. Nana Chrissy Safrajee from Amsterdam.
More messages as we wait for Sharon Boateng to come back on his feet. It looks like that's been almost sorted out. It's 24 minutes. Can Jerome Boateng continue tonight? Nicolas Sul is the man coming in right there. So we've lost Jerome Boateng, and Bayern Munich will certainly have to find things out there. But again, like for like, you'll need Nicolas Sul as well.
But that's
strong.
That is not something they would have wanted too early in the game.
Yes, anyway. Yeah.
25 minutes.
Yes.
No. Once he was first choice, they would have wanted to keep him on for a while.
Just as you make the point, Nicolas Sul anyway is man enough to get the job done tonight. 24 minutes and 53 seconds live on Joy 99.7 FM.
This feels like a Champions League quiz question we will ask in a year or two. Which player in the 2020 Champions League final went off due to injury for the first 25 minutes?
That's 25 minutes.
Prize is a DSTV 100 CD something.
And congratulations to all of you who won stuff tonight. I mean, this evening.
Yeah.
It was good. Going through the questions. I hope we're not too difficult, Gary. I hope you didn't make it too difficult for you.
No, I mean, most of them were asking for questions from the 2000s, and so I picked and chose. So, Ellie, Lawrence, we had Tete from Roma Ridge, we had George from La Paz, Felix from Tema West, and Emmanuel from Tantra Hill.
Okay, good guys. Congratulations.
And also Ijari. Ijari, please text us. You are not able to give us your number. We need you to collect this prize. You have earned it.
Yeah.
The questions were not easy, so text us on 0244-340-437.
All right, so we're expecting you guys to text in, send us your numbers.
Everybody else has texted and given us their numbers.
So just him, right? Ijari, okay, all right. So, Ijari, we need you to come and pick up your prize. Very, very important. Or we need you to take your prize. 60% of possession to Bayern Munich and 40% to Paris Saint-Germain. We've done 26 minutes and 15 seconds now, and we're yet to find a goal. The final of the 2020 River Champions League is very much on the knife edge now. So delicately poised. Ball out to the right hand side and straight into the half of Bayern Munich, and they can quickly reorganize. And just to let you understand that Jerome Boateng is off, and the man who's coming for him is Nicolas Sul.
Balak from Labadi says, Kylian Mbappe cannot convince a single soul that the French league is not a farmers league. They could win it, which I hope doesn't happen, but I'm very sure it changes nothing about that fact.
Aren't you being too hard on the man? Ball is out to the right hand side. Leo Kerr couldn't deal with Alphonso Davies, who was so strong down the right hand side. And referee Daniele Osato is coming in with a yellow card. Holds that aloft. Alaba attempts to make a case for Alphonso. To just decide to move away, and it's not really good, especially knowing that Alphonso would definitely come into contact with a lot of players down the left hand side. It's just a bit too early to come up with a yellow card, and he eventually held the man because he knew he was going away from him, Thilo Kehrer. So he will stick with it. Talking about those who won the titles at Thiago, Alcantara won the UEFA Champions League while at Barcelona, but of course he didn't play in that game, in that final. And you remember that he moved with Pep Guardiola then over to Bayern Munich, and he's been there since. 27 minutes and 45 seconds. It's a corner kick on the way of Paris Saint-Germain. Can they find something out of it? Oh, it's actually a free kick. Placed in. I see Angel Di Maria, his name as well. Koeman just standing by. Who's affecting this? On the side of the penalty box. 28 minutes. It's come in by Neymar. Long floated into the penalty box. Has been flicked on. And a quick shot that comes in. That had a very good idea on that. And it was coming in from Ander Herrera. Great stuff there from some 27 yards out. It was good. Good.
Good ball situation from that free kick. Ball was headed out by the Bayern player. And then he took it so well. That should be a corner, yeah?
Should be. I think it was some 22 yards. Right outside the D. And it was a very good way to look at it. If it took a deflection, it didn't look like it took a deflection. And so the referee has rather called for a goal kick. And then Bayern Munich can start it all again. Neuer out. And he sent a pass to the left-hand side. That was a back flick that wasn't well calculated, orchestrated there by Alphonso Davies. Ball taking away now by Paris Saint-Germain. Just walking through the way to it. Lovely pass into the penalty box by Angel Di Maria. Was he offside? Did it touch his hand? Looked like it was a foul ball. As Neymar tried to pick up the ball then. It's taken away by Bayern Munich. Now onto the right-hand side. Still in their own half. Rolled the ball under the studs and decided to go further back. Could he pick his man? Juan Bernat will be looking for so much on that side to prevent them. Bayern Munich with the ball then. It's coming to Alfonso Davies from Alaba into Alcantara. Turns around nicely. Lays up a pass to Goreshka. The young Russian Juan Bernat is making sure nobody has a chance. But Bayern Munich continue to push the ball up front. Can he get a chance on this? Twisting and turning. Sit with the ball there for Bayern Munich. And outside the 18-yard box. And of course in front of the D. Manages to hit the one out. It's going to be a throw-in. Approaching the 30th minute mark right now. Live on Joy 99.7 FM. And live around the world at myjoyonline.com is Bayern Munich. Lovely right footed chip cross is out to the right hand side, but he wasn't going to pick that. He wasn't going to get onto that. And he's a bit disappointed with that. Kimmich down the right hand side. And Paris Saint Germain will be very excited with what they're seeing right now. So much to expect in tonight's game. Keylor Navas, the man in the post for Paris Saint Germain, with 22 titles, 3 Champions League titles. The last being 2018 when Real Madrid beat Liverpool in Kyiv. Ball with Bayern Munich. Let's roll that into Koeman. Koeman outside the penalty box. When he tried to shoot, hits a shot, takes a ricochet. Back to Lewandowski. Lewandowski in the penalty box of Paris Saint-Germain. Still deciding what to do. Hits another shot, takes another ricochet. It's not entirely clear again. It's back again to Koeman. Back in the penalty box, trying to clip it. And now they've managed to get the ball out of the area. Angel Di Maria. Put the ball out there. It's been quickly sent out into the half, but Bayern Munich quickly take over possession again. It's a beautiful pass coming in from Sule. Sule's way out there. Alcantara back with the ball again for Bayern Munich. 13 minutes and 42 seconds. No goals to tell you about live on Joy 99.7 FM. Wonderful flick cross into the penalty box. And another wonderful header coming from Lewandowski. But somehow, he did the job there. He got the job done, Gary.
Keylor Navas with every inch as good a save as we saw on the other end from Manuel Neuer. But this time from point blank range, Lewandowski headed straight at him and he made sure to catch. But if that had gone slightly left or slightly right, we couldn't have been looking at a 1-0 score by now.
Just talk about it. Thiago Alcantara, the man. No, it's like a Thiago Silva down right now for Paris Saint-Germain. A situation they'll try to rectify and ensure he's as fit and can continue the game. But we've seen the two sides coming ever so close. There was a chance down the other side with Neymar trying to nutmeg Manuel Neuer, but that's always going to be very difficult. We've seen Angel Di Maria as well have a shot at it. It's got to be went up there. And now, Lewandowski had a chance as well that clipped the post and out, and there's an opportunity for him, though. He headed the ball straight to the goalkeeper, Keylor Navas. Gary, have you forgotten, actually, to describe the hairstyle? What's Keylor Navas having on his head there?
Metallic white.
Okay, so it gives you an idea, metallic white. That's what he's a designer or what? Whoever is managing this artist of yours, Gary, decided to choose. And, he's spotting that and he's looking smart. So far, so good for both sides, you say, because they've all had opportunities to score and we know they've got the capability to score. The question is, who's going to get the goal first? When are we going to find the opener here in this final? It's a tight final, as many expected. It's off to the left-hand side. Oh, this man has got a lot of pace. Peeled up nicely. Coming with the ball, then nutmegs beautifully. Still with the ball, outside the penalty box. Backtracks, hits a pass. Has gone into the penalty box, was smashed out there by Paris Saint-Germain. Long right-footed chip cross. Looking to pick up the run there of Mbappe, was it? Yes. But he handled the ball with the right foot. There's a bit of a heavy touch. And he allowed that to roll to touch. And that's going to be a throw-in going the way then of Bayern Munich, who can call things back here. Live and Joy 99.7 FM after 32 minutes in this final. It's goalless between Paris Saint-Germain and Bayern Munich. It's out to the left-hand side. Now it is Alfonso Davies just bearing down that penalty box. Back to Alfonso Davies in from Alcantara. Then the ball goes into Alaba. Alaba into Niklas Süle. Süle with the ball for Bayern Munich. Drags it out to the right-hand side. Kimmich is just receiving that. Comes in slightly central. It's a pass into Goreshka. Goreshka with the ball then. Feller out wide. Taking now again by Kimmich. Oh, what? Kimmich was trying to pick up that one. He's brought down. I thought referee was going to come into that one as well, really. Koeman had flown him down to the left-hand side and tried to dribble him out. He nutmegged him beautifully. That was the point. But he went out to the other side, and Kimmich had that. Evan Perisic is on the bench. He'll be looking to join the fray at some point tonight. Long ball, looking to find a man right in space. Outstretched leg. But was Chester going to get out? And he's got a knack for goals, Navri. He would love to have scored a ninth goal in 9 games consecutively in the competition. He's up to something, the young man. And that was a very, very good run, stealing space right behind the defence and looking to almost meet that very well with his outswinging right foot. But they did not get that connection. 34 minutes and 7 seconds. Live Enjoy, 99.7 FM. Referee Daniele Osato has had to come up with his yellow card twice in this game. And considering the way things have gone, there will certainly be more. Bayern Munich with the ball then. It's gone out to the left-hand side, controlled in the chest. Alphonso Davies could not keep that. Paris Saint-Germain will try to keep it. And it will give us an opportunity to go into your messages that are coming in and buzzing WhatsApp line, Gary, at 0244340437.
34 minutes and no goals to report. But your comments still coming in and streaming in as you hope for goals. Looking at your predictions. PSG 1 by Bayern Munich 3. Michael was there inside Ablekuma. Says greetings to all Chelsea fans and my lovely fiancé, Otonom Tutu, inside Osikuma in the Eastern region. Anson from Mampeng says, well, in terms of quality, both sides have it on the pitch. This match will only be won by an individual piece of brilliance from either side.
He's made the ball. He spoke about that. Look, Koeman with two-leg over this and hit the ball down straight into the goalkeeper's arm, though. I think he was looking for the far post. We can do more messages, Gary.
We can indeed. This one says, this one, Gijo, this will be difficult for PSG.
Let's see. Let's get more of your messages. Live Enjoy, 99.7 FM. Hello to you listening to us in Tamale as well on Radio 123 in the Volta region. Doing so on Jubilee Radio, Keta Radio. Agbo is also picking us tonight. One more message, Gary.
Any club that eliminates Barcelona always leave the trophy. Buying through PSG and Alex from Spintex.
Okay, that's another theory coming in. Thank you very much for your hypothesis. Players on the bench for Paris Saint-Germain. We'll be hoping that tonight goes their way. Can they win it for the first time? Marseille, the only side to have won it. And it's good to say a great good evening to you wherever you are. Marcel Desailly was part of the team that won it with Marseille alongside the legend Abedi Pele. And since, no French club has got close to that. In fact, Marcel Desailly went ahead to win it again with AC Milan in the next year. He was so blessed to have two Champions Leagues and that Euro with France alongside the World Cup as well. So it's a full career. Later years, he will be in Chelsea as well. But it's not bad. And Abedi Pele will go on to bigger things as well for the national team. In the meantime, though, Bayern Munich have the ball. Oh, he's been brought down. I thought that was going to be a free kick, certainly.
It makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Come on, well. Makingas, no matter how you explain this to referee Daniele Osato, you're not winning it. And it's a good smile coming in from the man Lewandowski, who's breaking all kinds of records this season. And he'll be looking very much to do it. What was he doing? This was like wrestling or so. It's like a young man jumping to his father and saying, hello, I missed you, welcome from work. And Lewandowski came down. He's a 6-footer, you know. Bayern Munich love games like this. We've seen tight games like this. Can they find the first goal tonight? Now the sunshine totally left us. We're left with the lights from the stadium in Lisbon flashing down the green turf. It must be tonight. It must be a winner tonight. Kimmich looks interested in this ball being placed out there. Who's going to be sending that right into it? Players are getting ready, lined up in the penalty box, coming from Kimmich, right footed into the penalty box, looking for a header. Didn't quite work out, but he's been bounced that nicely there. I thought he rushed with the ball. Gnabry with a right stamp almost to try and keep the ball under control, but he failed to do that, and he really, really failed to do that. And so certainly that will be moving out there. So both coaches are fighting for the right to be the fourth German coach to win the UEFA Champions League. Hans-Dieter Flick, of course, he is looking to win tonight. And if he wins tonight, he's just going right in the books along the likes of Ottmar Hitzfeld, Jupp Heynckes and Jurgen Klopp, who have all won the UEFA Champions League. Very, very important. And he's on some history as well. The winner, again, will become the sit coach to have won the treble of UEFA Champions League, domestic league and domestic cup. And they'll be coming in right behind the likes of Sir Alex Ferguson. Manchester United in 1999, Josep Guardiola. Barcelona in 2009. Jose Mourinho Internacional in 2010. And Jupp Heynckes Bayern Munich in 2013. As well as Luis Enrique of Barcelona in 2015. So much to win tonight. So much to come up here. And we're keeping close tabs on this. Thilo Kehrer, the man playing right there, right back for Paris Saint-Germain. They were hoping to get all of that well, but it's not going to be a throw-in. Gnabry is making a lot of inroads down the right-hand side. 38 minutes and 55 seconds. You're live on Joy 99.7 FM. Commentary here on Joy 99.7 FM is brought to you by DStv Gold TV. Adonko Next Level Energy Drink, Officer Bitters, we're a guy. And we have to say thank you very much for staying with us all through this competition, but there's still more to come tonight. It's a corner kick on the way of Bayern Munich. Can they find something from here? Ball plays in the quadrant. Men already running rings in that penalty box. Long one, floated into it. Headed out nicely by Kimpembe, but it goes out for another throw-in. And Bayern Munich get over it. If you're joining us, it's 39 minutes. We've done in this game, and it's goalless between Paris Saint-Germain, Bayern Munich in this final. Holds the ball right in those two hands. It is Kimmich throw-in down. Feather back, but very close to that sideline. It's on that to the halfway line, and he decides to roll the ball into his goalkeeper, Manuel Neuer, in Ash Justice tonight. And a trademark from him, always outside his penalty box, reading all the situations and hitting the passes. It's out to the right-hand side. The man has been pushed. He was on a very unwanted nudge in the back. Kylian Mbappe says he's innocent. But referee Daniele Ossati said no, there was a bit of that, and clearly, unless he wants to see it again on the video, but that was just too much. 14 minutes, 13 seconds. Bayern Munich are looking for the first goal. It's the ball down to the left-hand side. Alphonso Davies clips the ball into it. Left foot, a chip cross. Two heads go up. Headed out by Marquinhos. Not entirely cleared. Andy Herrera hits the ball out to the left-hand side. Now that's going away. Mbappe trying to dribble. Oh, he's been brought down, has he? Yes. And referee, he's actually indicating the referee that must be a card. But let's see what referee Daniele Ossati does there. And we're beginning to get the opportunities now in for Bayern Munich and Paris Saint-Germain. Absolutely tight. Hello to you listening to us in Cape Coast on ATL Radio 100.5. We'll be good if you send us your messages on our WhatsApp line 0244340437. 14 minutes, 52 seconds. Paris Saint-Germain with the ball in their own half. Gary, we've got a few messages.
Augustine from Ashaiman says, I'm on both sides, but I just don't want Lewandowski to score. PSG 2, Bayern 1, or Bayern 2, PSG 1. A seat from New Achimota sense this one. This is the final we all anticipated. We're about to witness a free flow end-to-end battle with lots of kills. It will be a difficult match, but I know Bayern will be...
Well, wait, in the meantime, it's a lovely pass right now. Those to the right-hand side. Angel Di Maria, I saw the penalty box of Bayern Munich. Oh, turned around, hit that beautifully, but he's taking out now again by Bayern Munich, who saved their faces. Good pass coming in from Navri into Goretzka. Out to the right-hand side. Can they drift that in? From the left foot, it was another quick one, but it's still not entirely cleared, and they've got some time, some space to run into. It's out to the right-hand side. Long ball into the penalty box, but again, wonderful reading by Marquinhos to get the ball out of that penalty box. 41 minutes and 49 seconds, and it's still goalless, Gary.
Yes, this is from Ishmael Ayelve. Says Bayern will beat PSG by 3-2. Listening to you inside Jirapapa West.
Right, 42 minutes, and it's another opportunity for Bayern Munich to find a way through this Paris Saint-Germain defense, who have been wrestled so far in the first half. This is a special final. Gary made the point, 61st. We need a winner tonight. Corner kick coming in by Kimmich. It's bounced into the penalty box. Missed the head there of Lewandowski. But Alphonso Davies gets onto it. Hit the ball, took a ricochet. And really affected the direction of that ball. And so it goes all the way back then into Alaba, who will find his goalkeeper, Manuel Neuer. I can tell you, he spent just about 5 minutes on his... inside his 6-yard box.
Yes, completely offensive performance from him.
It's the other point we're making, that when you think you can play the balls right behind Bayern Munich, you forget that Neuer is almost playing like a centre-back these days, spending a lot of time right behind the defence. He was out there to rescue them. Bayern Munich have the ball again. It's Goretzka running up with it. Koeman standing off. He's sending a pass to Alphonso Davies. Davies hits a clip pass. It went straight in, but it's back again to Alphonso Davies. Level on the edge of the penalty box. Tripped that pedal backwards, but Alaba has to keep that in play. He does that beautifully. He rolls the ball down into Niklas Süle. Unless referee has called for him, Friedman. He says keep on playing. It caps in from Goretzka. Goretzka to Alcantara. Alcantara with the ball down to the right hand side. Kimmich is just on it right now for them. Navri already missing in space. It's come back to Bayern Munich. Goretzka with the ball then. It's an outstretched pass. It's gone into Alphonso Davies. Back to Goretzka. Goretzka will hit it nicely to Alcantara. Alcantara with the ball further forward. Navri with it to Kimmich. And they're trying to work things out. Ball is into the penalty box. Can he turn and sending a pass now? Took a ricochet. Is it a corner kick or is it going to be a goal kick? Referee goes for corner kick, is it? Slightly confused about the thumbs up from Kimpembe. Fact that he didn't allow them to score, or the fact that it's a corner kick. Confused about it again. Maybe he got the decision. I think he did. He got the decision. That's why the thumbs up came in. 43 minutes and 57 seconds. Yet to find out how many minutes referee Daniele Osata is going to be adding onto this game. Tried a very dangerous dribble right in his own penalty box. Seemed to have won it and have lost. He just lost the ball. Could have been dangerous. For a moment, I was wondering what was going on. Dribbling in his penalty box with...
So lucky.
What was Kimpembe thinking about the way he is?
Whoa.
Just have to be careful. He's that confident about himself, I think.
Yeah, he dribbled Thomas Muller.
Although he did well anyway. Yeah, it was a good dribble there.
And then when he was... Oh, okay. He got just clipped for a second there.
Yeah, I think that's where... And Thomas Muller said, I've done nothing wrong. Come on, Thomas. We saw it on cameras. Ball is out to the right-hand side. 44 minutes. And it's in with Angel Di Maria. Di Maria with the ball then. Tried two leg overs. Did just too much. Confused himself in the process. Came down with challenge. Referee says keep him playing. Bayern with the ball in their own half. And it's a loose ball. That's been left to Mbappe. Can he turn around and hit the shot? It's back in there again. Back to Mbappe. Hit the shot. And out there. How did they miss out on opportunity? Paris Saint-Germain needs to prove to the world they've really come of age. And that was a great opening, Gary, they failed to exploit.
Oh, Kylian Mbappe. I'm very, very atypical of him. Inside the box, just had the keeper to beat from what? 6 yards.
Gary, and that's to say, this could be the chance for Bayern Munich to score a goal. We've seen it happen in the Man City-Lyon game. Is that the same situation here? Ball is into the penalty box, controlled on the chest by Gnabry. Gnabry waiting for Bayern Munich. Has a dribble, still with the ball. Then Gnabry hits the ball, and it goes through there. But goalkeeper, Kevin Navas, down, and he managed to grab the ball really well.
Powerful shot, powerful save, and yet another counter-attack nearby. Hits
counter-attack,
the ball.
Hit the ball right into it, but Neuer standing by.
Oh, wow.
He is the other centre-back aside. Nicolas Sule.
If Neuer were a player on the pitch, we might give him a number 3 jersey.
Bayern again with the ball again with a marauding run. Those coming right in from Goreshko's out again to Alphonso Davies. Davies tries to dribble. He's gone into his
penalty.
Space. He's come down. Has Rafi called for a penalty here? He doesn't look like he's going to take a penalty. He's slightly confused. And to be fair, referee, if you are in doubt, VAR. But he's smiling. Looks like he's confident about what he saw.
Yeah, let's look at that.
Have that again, Gary.
Kingsley Coman went round. Kiera, was he well?
Gary, it looks like Coman was falling down before any
like
touches.
Kiera, yeah, Coman was falling.
He was falling down.
It looked
already.
Like he even helped himself to fall down.
Yes, yes, yes.
But let's see what the ref says. Did he? Oh, he's giving a corner straight.
Yes, yeah. I mean, wow. Clever, yes. Quickly fact the long ball back into the penalty box. A Bayern Munich headed out. Okay, no. I anticipated the head. Didn't happen. He allowed.
I mean, that's a really bossy refereeing. I mean, he called it immediately and did not even want a second. A second opinion on that at all.
Yeah, and I think it was brilliant refereeing by Daniele Osate.
Yeah.
He actually saw it, and it looks like we're at the end of first half because players are walking up the tunnel, walking up straight into the tunnel. It ends first half very, very close, delicately poised, right on the knife edge. Just what we expected. Bayern Munich and Paris Saint-Germain still not finding a way. But to be fair, Gary, there's been a lot of attacking play. We've seen opportunities, about 3 of that for Paris Saint-Germain. The likes of Angel Di Maria getting close, the likes of Neymar, Mbappe having the greatest chance. We saw Lewandowski on the other side as well having an opportunity. It ends goalless at the end of the first half. And Gary, your impressions then?
Well, like you said, it's been very open. Both teams have had their set of chances. Bayern Munich have ensured that they are playing that very cliched high line, but they've done it well. That's what must be said. PSG have not been given an opportunity to use their pacey players to exploit them thus far. And it's been a very good game so far. 0-0, but yeah, very good game.
Very, very good game. And we can mop up the messages if we can very quickly. Can we mop up the messages on 0244340437?
I doubt. There's so many of them. Bayern 2, PSG 1. This is from Larry from La Paz. My money is on PSG. Should I cash out, Gary?
You are the cash out man. What's the instruction? It's too early to cash out.
My brother.
I think it's too early to cash out.
My brother.
To be fair, it's too early to cash out, yes.
Yeah. Bayern 2, PSG 1. Popcorn from North Kanishi sends this one in. Hi, Gary. PSG may prove stubborn, but will succumb by all means. 2-0 in Bayern's favour. And Perry inside a placu. More coming in. Enjoying the commentary. Score 0-2 in favor of Bayern. George from East Legon Hills. He says that here now. And Kwame from Tema says that Choupo-Moting will come on and score in the 90th minute again. Keep the fire burning. Good evening. The German Sharks will not win less than 4-2. That is from Ali Latz. Sent this one in also. Good evening. The German Sharks, yes. From Jojo Bright Pharmacy, Tema Community 2. Coming up from Edukrom, says Lewandowski is playing fewer Champions League matches under COVID arrangements. His ability cannot be compared to Cristiano, who played more matches in making his goals record. Lewandowski is in a class of his own. Even though I am for PSG tonight, Bayern is already bullying PSG with their experience. Chen Chen Hene from Agbelingpe City. Good evening, George. Bayern will win tonight, coronavirus Champions League Cup. I know for sure that the god that begins with Bayern will surely end with them successfully. Kingsford Sepinu, sending this for the Volta region. PSG will surprise Bayern Munich, just like Chelsea did to them in 2012. I am Van Dijk from Amasama.
Great stuff. Let's see if we can bring in Yao and Raymond just shortly. Let me start with you, Raymond. Very, very interesting first half. The attacking was flowing as much as we wanted it. The attacking play. What have you made of it?
Well, it was to be expected. Two very interesting sides. Bayern Munich and PSG have lots of players with lots of quality in there. You talk of Mbappe. He's been, you know, he's been a handful for Kimmich in this particular game.
Yeah.
You see Neymar also, you know, he's been well marked in this game by the Bayern defenders, but anytime, you know, he has a sniff at goal, you definitely know that he carries a lot of threat. And you also look at this Bayern team, Lewandowski, you know, had that chance in the box, he hit the post. We also saw Coleman and Davies actually troubling Kera on that right-hand side of the PSG defence. And so, you know, it's been a fairly balanced game. I think that both goalkeepers, when they've been called on, have made very fantastic saves. I think that in the first half, we would say two goalkeepers have actually been the best performers, because we saw that chance with Neymar. We saw the rebound from, I think, Mbappe.
Wasn't that the worry that Neymar, I mean, that Paris Saint-Germain will have opportunities, but can they take those opportunities? Yes.
Well, it looks like the same script you saw against Lyon. Neymar and Mbappe have had chances to actually, you know, put their team ahead, but they flapped their lines. Bayern, on the other hand, have also had chances, but I think that Navas has
done well
to distinguish himself very well. He has a lot of experience when it comes to playing in finals, and so I think that both goalkeepers have been good on the day, and I think that both teams haven't taken their chances. The first goal would be crucial in the second.
Very crucial. I'll come back to you on that. Yeah, let me find out what you made of the first half. Basically, in the fact that Mini said that they expected the pace of Paris Saint-Germain to outwit the Bayern Munich defence, doesn't happen. In fact, the man everybody spoke about, Jerome Boateng, they have the pace. It's now off anyway. Nicolas Sule comes on with different qualities. What have you made of that?
Yeah, so far it seems Kimmich is being outdone by Mbappe, and all of PSG's players moving towards the left side of the attack, and it's working to an extent, but they're just not being ruthless. You get an opportunity, you have to take it. This is a Bayern side that played Lyon. It happened the same way, and they took their chances after that, and they won. So you don't want to go into the break while they're in the break now, but you don't want to come back from the break with the same attitude where you're going to miss chances and think, oh, maybe we'll pick it up, and it'll be too late. Because Bayern definitely have a goal or two in them, as do PSG. And as Raymond said, the first goal is very crucial. But all in all, I think Paredes has been lost in the game. He's been crucial to the way PSG want to play, in sense of moving the ball quickly, transitioning, but he's been lost, and maybe they might need to find another way to get him involved. And Di Maria as well. He's actually given Davis a tough time, just that he's not taking or making the most of it. So if there's any message, Tuchel just has to tell them, go at them and make it count.
Well, good point there. Let me come back to you, Raymond. You have to work on how to get Paredes back in the game. Clearly, whatever's happening in the midfield for Bayern Munich is working. And the fact that they are almost five or six in that midfield, because Niklas Süle and Alaba have played so much in the midfield, even done in defence, because it's your man Neuer who is clearly sweeping things for them. How do they solve that issue with Paredes getting back into the game?
Well, I think that for Paredes, he seems to be doing something that we may not be seeing. I think he has to close down the spaces. He hasn't had too much of the ball. He hasn't been on the ball too much. I think that what he's been able to do in this game is to try to find a way to close down on some of the players. I think he's been able to narrow the space. We would expect more from him because of the stature, the kind of player that he is.
Yeah.
But I think that for PSG, if they have to fix that middle of the park, then it would mean that, you know, Marquinhos is playing a role more like a defender and a defensive midfielder.
Yes.
So you have Ander Herrera and Paredes having a lot to do in that middle of the park. So maybe the coach will be thinking of adding an extra body in that middle of the park. So maybe you bring in Verratti and then you sacrifice one of your offensive players, because that midfield battle, clearly, you can see Alcantara
winning there, dominating
that midfield battle. And it's simply because most of the time we see Marquinhos dropping deep into that defense to help the defense. That's why, you know, it looks like Bayern have outnumbered them in that middle of the park. For the coach, if he has to, you know, match Bayern Munich in that middle of the park, then he has to bring an extra boot.
I don't know what you made of Neymar's performance. And just to make the other point about this game really coming down to who takes the chances, because it's that close and everybody's had the chance. You could say, look at it, look, the chance Mbappe had, it was going to be difficult for him to score the goal, but then of course he really had to keep his head on and try and hit that ball into the net. Thomas Muller wouldn't allow that chance to go past.
Yep. And in terms of Neymar, it seems they're deploying him in a, he's kind of like a decoy.
Yeah.
He drops deep to try and pull the defense of Bayern and create space for Mbappe to run into. And so far, it's working. It's actually working so far. So I think what they might need to just ensure that if an opportunity like that comes, Herrera should have been confident and taken the shot. Because then if it spills, Mbappe would have a probably a better opportunity to score than passing it to him before he took the shot. So all the players have to be accountable. If it falls to you and you're in the right position, take that chance. If you don't take the chance, it goes against you.
All right, from Paul and Raymond Yamada alongside us in commentary position. Of course, Gary Osweiler is still here with me. Gary, I think it's a good time to take a short break, shall we? Let's say thank you to our sponsors, to DSTV, to Gold TV, and we're inviting you and telling you to get to subscribe, get your fully connected bouquet, which is very important. Get it, get your decoder fully subscribed, get to watch all that you have these days. We have the ESPN 1 and 2 that gives a chance to watch the likes of the MLS and the Dutch Eredivisie and what have you, and of course the traditional Champions League still on DSTV. We've got so much for you and you want to watch, because the football season only starts again on September 12th. Thank you again to Adonko Next Level Energy Drink, making sure we're energized for commentary here on Joy 99.7 FM. And thank you as well to Officer Bitters who are making this work out. We'll take a short break when we come back, and we've got the second half for you here. Remember, our WhatsApp line still 0244 340 437.
Know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
But it's not like I'm nosy. I'll go out to find out the latest film. It's just that I get 50 megabytes of data free after paying for only the first minute of every call. And so I just keep discovering stuff minute after minute. That's how come I was minding my business, scrolling through my timeline, and I found out Coco has a new baby. Oh, and lastly, I learned Ken won the lottery. You see, Ken is my brother's friend. So hello! Look who's about to roll with the rich and famous.
Enjoy even more value with MTN Free After One. You only pay for the first minute of your call on MTN Free After One. And the rest is free. Plus, you enjoy free 50 megabytes worth of data to browse your favorite sites. Open where? Open there. So dial *315# to sign up. We pay for you everywhere you go. Terms and conditions apply.
In these uncertain times, we have discovered that most workers do not have any financial fallback for emergencies. That should not be our story. If you're looking to improve your financial situation, or you simply need more information to make the right financial decisions, then look no further. Join the Access Smart Money Talk, a weekly interactive session hosted by Access Pension Trust. On Smart Money Talk, we feature industry experts to cover various personal finance topics, as well as everyday Ghanaians to share their personal finance story. Join us each and every Wednesday at 4 p.m. on Facebook Live to be empowered to achieve financial peace of mind. Access Pension Trust, the reliable partner in pensions.
Was established in 1972 as the premier bank for the corporate and private sector in Ghana. From our very beginning, as the only Ghanaian bank serving all categories of businesses, we set a standard for excellence and innovation over the past 45 years. We've built a financially healthy and strong bank, demonstrated our commitment to our customers and to growing businesses, and exhibited originality and innovation at every turn. At UMB, our focus is built around people, service, products, and technology. These are the key to our present success and our future triumphs. At UMB, we're poised to make a difference not only with our customers, but also in the banking industry. We invite you to share in our future. Our future starts now with you.
When you don't have the Enterprise Advantage app, you're not in control.
Boss!
Yes, Akwesi?
I'm at where they sell the coats. What size do you like?
Ah, what coat?
Coat, office coat.
Ah, I said get me a coat. Quotation from Enterprise.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.